The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25. The Ten Bridesmaids. This story throws light on what will happen in the kingdom of heaven. 10 bridesmaids went out with their lamps to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were sensible. The careless bridesmaids took their lamps as they were, and did not take extra oil. But those who were sensible took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom delayed, they all grew drowsy and fell asleep. But at midnight, a cry rang out, "The bridegroom is here, come out and meet him." All the maidens woke up at once and trimmed their lamps. Then the foolish ones said to the sensible ones, "Give us some oil, for our lamps are going out." The sensible ones answered, "There may not be enough for us and for you. You had better go to those who sell and buy some for yourselves." When the bridegroom came, the foolish maidens were out buying oil, but those who were ready went with him into the wedding feast, and the doors were shut. Later, the other bridesmaids arrived and called out, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly, I do not know you. So stay awake, for you do not know the day nor the hour." The Parable of the Talents. Imagine someone who, before going abroad, summoned his servants to entrust his property to them. He gave 5 talents of silver to one servant, 2 talents to another servant, and 1 talent to a third, to each according to his ability, and he went away. He who received 5 talents went at once to do business with the talents, and gained another 5. The one who received 2 talents did the same, and gained another 2. But the one who received 1 talent dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and asked for a reckoning. The one who had received 5 talents came with another 5 talents, saying, "Lord, you entrusted me with 5 talents, but see, I have gained 5 more." The master answered, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Since you have been faithful in a few things, I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share the joy of your master." Then the one who had received 2 talents came and said, "Lord, you entrusted me with 2 talents. With them I have gained 2 more." The master said, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Since you have been faithful in little things, I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share the joy of your master." Finally, the one who had received 1 talent came and said, "Master, I know that you are a hard man. You reap what you have not sown, and gather what you have not scattered. I was afraid, so I hid your money in the ground. Here, take what is yours." But his master replied, "Wicked and worthless servant, you know that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered. You should have deposited my money in the bank and given it back to me with interest on my return. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who are unproductive, even what they have will be taken from them. As for that useless servant, throw him out into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Last Judgment. When the Son of Man comes in his glory with all his angels, he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be brought before him. And as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, so will he do with them, placing the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. The king will say to those on his right, Come, blessed of my Father, take possession of the kingdom prepared for you from the beginning of the world. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me into your home. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to see me. Then the righteous will ask him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and give you food, thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to see you? The king will answer, Truly, I say to you, whenever you did this to one of these little ones, my brother or sister, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on his left, Go, cursed people, out of my sight, into the eternal fire, which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you did not give me anything to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me into your house. I was naked, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. They too will ask, Lord, when did we see you hungry, thirsty, naked, or a stranger, sick or in prison, and did not help you? The king will answer them, Truly, I say to you, whenever you did not do this to one of these little ones, you did not do it to me. And these will go into eternal punishment, but the just to eternal life.